say that weddings can tear families apart, friends apart. I mean, they're supposed to bring them together. I mean, when I say we often say.
Like it's of off-air chatter. Oh, what, another wedding, is it?
No, an observation, and I don't think I'm the only one to have it, but is that, yes, they're supposed to be times of love and unity, yet you can fall out with people over a wedding, and particularly as a bride, and we all know, you know, the common stereotype, the bridezilla. Brides and bridesmaids, interesting area. And I know that because I've been a bridesmaid a couple of times, and I remember for one of my girlfriends when she, remember we went to the photo, so after the ceremony we went to the photos, and I remember her like demanding I pick up her dress, and I remember going, oh, okay. And then I was like, okay, I'm like your slave now, which is weird, but I thought we were friends.
No, aren't you just holding the train?
No, but while she was walking. Well, like,
yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, but it'd be a long train, wouldn't it?
No, but it was the point. My point was, it That's was the way she was yelling
job.
At
it's
me.
It's her one day. No, give her day.
No, hang on a second. She was speaking to me like I was a second class citizen. And the truth is, we were friends.
Right.
Like, we're on the same level. We're friends.
Well, no, but she's the bride on that day.
You're no, you best. Don't just
so
become.
So if you were the bride, would you expect
but
that?
I hadn't even finished it because she then started, like, she actually yelled at me. And I'm like, you're yelling at me because I forgot to pick up your train. Like, honestly, let's not lose
stressed.
Perspective. It's a wedding.
She's just stressed.
It's her wedding.
I know.
Yeah, were you holding onto your train saying, I can't help you?
No, but I just.
I can't help you.
So you're a little annoyed that this 10 is walking around with her dress looking awesome.
No, in the moment, we were all traipsing around this park and she was looking at me like, excuse me, slave, come and pick up my train.
This has gone pear-shaped.
Yeah.
But
what did you say?
Let's get back on track.
Did you go, whoa, 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 I'm not a producer to a radio show. I'm not just going to do everything you want, guys.
Anyway, I know that I'm not alone in that. But there would be other people who have had experiences as a bridesmaid or maybe a bride where they've fallen out or they've not necessarily, I mean, their friendship's never been the same. And I'm saying this because there is a woman who's gone on website, this is The Sun's reporting this today. She has canned all her bridesmaids. It's before the wedding.
So is this your friend?
No! This is before the wedding. She's just said, I'm getting rid of all of them. She's got three friends. They've all let her down. She said they didn't turn up to her engagement party. Well, that's weird. Like, as friends, they should have done that.
She sounds horrendous.
They didn't throw her a bridal shower. Ooh. But can I just say, in their defense, sometimes as the bridesmaid, you don't know. Like, there's not a rule book. You don't necessarily know what your job is.
Oh, you'd probably turn up to their engagement party.
And give
well, that's just a, that's dodgy
hens,
friends.
Hens party, probably.
Yeah. Or just hold the train.
Yeah, but if you're not a natural.
Help them when they need you to.
Like, that's I'm not a natural day. Party planner either. I wasn't very good at doing that bit.
Right.
I wasn't the best bridesmaid and I, but unfortunately I've kept that friendship intact.
Well done.
Guys. I was trying to think when the last time I heard from her.
Guys, hen's night, we've got a tub of ice cream, we're on the couch and we're going to watch the OC all night. How's that
sound? I'm a bad bridesmaid because I hate hen's nights too. Oh, anyway, 13, 10, 60.
Come over, I've got the popcorn, we're going to watch Neighbours.
Well, not all of you because I don't really like a big crowd, so just two of you.
That'd be a great night. Have you fallen out with your bridesmaids or a bridesmaid, or maybe you were a bridesmaid and you fell out with your friend who was the bride?
13 10 60 is the number. We'll take your calls after this on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yeah, she's decided leading up to the wedding that her bridesmaids were hopeless and she sacked them. So she's going down the aisle without bridesmaids.
Wow.
And it is a well-trodden path, the fallout with friends over being part of a bridal party.
Heck, like you sack them. Do you know what I mean?
You're done.
You're done as a bridesmaid and as a friend.
Not even replaced. She said, I'm not going to have any then. Emily from Brunswick. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Em. Have you had a fallout over being in a bridal party?
I have actually had a fallout. I got married last year and everything was going pretty well up to the wedding. And we'd gone and picked out matching dresses, you know, the normal for all of the different bridesmaids. Unfortunately, on the day, one of my best friends turned up in a different dress.
What? Why did she do
went
that?
Rogue.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was so upset; it ruined the whole day.
But did you say you can't wear that? That's not a bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah, well, it only happened on the morning, and I think I was just at the time, trying not to let the day be ruined. But,
wow.
Yeah, now all of our photos are...
Did she have an issue with the dress? Did she rip it or spill something on it in the morning or just went rogue?
Yeah, she hadn't said anything about it. She hadn't told me beforehand that she didn't like the dress, but apparently she didn't.
Oh, wow. No, that's not on. That's not on.
Wait, can you do that?
Because well, I did.
I've had some pretty hot wedding days. If I just turn up in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, we're good.
Thank you, Emily, and sorry to hear about that. We'll move on to Jane.
That's one of the worst I've ever heard.
Beach wedding. Oh. Guys.
Jane from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Jane. Have you fallen out with your friends over a wedding?
Yeah, I was one of my good friends, Matron of Honours, quite about 3 or 4 years ago, and I got fired.
Why?
Because at the time I wasn't her, well, she perceived me not being her top priority in life, every spare second devoted to her.
Oh, so you were a bit like me, Jane. So you just weren't living up to the expectations of a bridesmaid?
Couldn't cut it.
Oh, see.
Did you also just not do one thing that was requested?
Did she ever ask you to lift the train of the dress? Because that apparently is an absolute no-go. You cannot do that.
Pick up your own dress.
I know. It's at least 10 grand. That's a heavy train.
22 past 7.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This was funny. Someone on the inside of the royal family has released information. Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen. People have varying opinions on that. But anyway,
she's our queen.
Well, she's our queen, factually.
Yeah, I know. But there are Republicans who wouldn't like that ownership sense
for
of
sure.
what I said.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love the Queen. She's doing a great job. And she has ways of getting out of social awkward situations socially. Because think about it.
She's done constantly a lot amongst the people.
So how's this? When she wants one of her aides to help her or remove her from a situation. So she's having a natter at a party and she's bored or she wants to... When she moves her handbag from one arm to the next, that means get me out of here.
Oh.
Good code.
Oh, yeah, good codes.
Good code. The Prince Charles, this is a harder one to pick. He just, where is it? Why didn't I highlight it?
Oh, I've got one for you, Bossy.
Charles, wait for it. Charles does this one. Ha ha. if you hear him go, ha ha, bang, he wants out.
Get him out of there.
Yeah, so I had this at when I played up at the Brisbane Lions, our skipper who works on another radio station. Meetings used to go for a long time. Vossie would be like, talk for ages. And Brownie would always have a footy in his hand.
Yeah.
And when he started hitting it on his head, it was time to shut up shop. So I'd be looking at Brownie about half an hour in going, come on, man, put the footy up to your head. And then he'd do it and he'd go, bang. And Vossie had cut it off because he was a skipper and obviously Vossie was a cut. And we used to sit at the front. And that
so
was
Vossie
the end.
Vossie knew
to be quiet. That's enough because once Brownie'd had enough, that's everyone else would have been tuning out.
Oh, that
bang bang!
Right.
And
that's
I was like,
brilliant.
I'd be like 10 minutes in. Come on, Brownie, put the ball. In. But that's a tough.
Hang on, Trixie. This is weird because I mean, Fev had a really good example, but why would Trixie Box, your daughter, be calling on this topic?
I have no idea why. Why on earth would she be calling? Hello, darling.
Oh, good morning, Fiona. Don't get me wrong. Brendan Favola obviously had a riveting story about footballers hitting their head against a ball, but I thought I would call in just to give the 411 on what happens on the inside of the Casa del Box.
Oh! Does your mum do this?
Oh, please. Button monkey, are you serious?
It's Byron.
My whole purpose is to get mum out of everything. It's just like, oh, I can't make it because Trixie's sick. Oh, sorry, I had to drop Trixie off at a kinder. Oh, I know it's your wedding that day, but Trixie, I want to be there. Oh, there's a lot of driving through tunnels, guys, when she's wheezing out of invites, I can tell you. You see, there's subtle signs when mum doesn't want to be a party. Like, here's one you should keep an eye out for next time. She doesn't turn up.
Oh, that one. Yeah, we've experienced that one quite a lot.
I've heard so many phone calls. Oh, I'm so tired during the week. I need a rest. Then the weekend comes, and what do you know? It's a cow session with the Real Housewives of Boring McBorrison marathon to about 2 a.m. I mean, I'm 3 years old. I can't spell, but I can spot a Louis Vuitton handbag from 100 yards in my sweep.
Thanks so much for calling us, Trixie.
No, I never talk to me again. Peace out, bitches.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
I got such a surprise last night when I was just online and I saw Katy Perry had a haircut.
Yes. I loved it. Bowl cut, shaved.
Yeah, a bit shaved on the side, a bit Miley Cyrus-esque.
Asymmetrical, are you saying?
Yes, Dave. Ooh. I love a little asymmetrical.
The hairdresser loved it.
Well, the hairdresser did love it. I'm glad you mentioned that because this was Katie chatting with her hairdresser after he did it.
What do you think, Chris?
I love it. Are you kidding? I've been wanting to do this since the day I met you. Do you remember?
I remember. I wasn't ready.
I love this because only, what, a few days ago, the press release went out that Katie and her boyfriend of about 12, 18 months, Orlando Bloom, had broken up. And this, if anything, looks like a breakup do. You boys may not be familiar with this.
Feb, you've surely had the odd breakup do.
How much sauce did you put on that? It is paper down, a breakup do.
So everyone that gets a haircut.
I'm not kidding. This is a thing. The girls, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know, boys, maybe you're into it, but girls, we get breakup do's. We go, right, done. End of it. It's new lease of life, new look. I know I had a shocking breakup do when years
whoa,
ago.
Whoa. Breakup do.
I remember when I went through a breakup, because you just want to start afresh and either cutting your hair, dyeing it, shaving it off, whatever. It just feels cathartic. And I remember I went to the hair salon and I went, oh, I've just ended this relationship and I just, oh, you know, I want to get myself out of this funk. And my hairdresser at the time, and he was this British guy, just come over, and I was living in Sydney, and he just said, oh, I know the hip thing. This is what's happening right now. And they were called Tiger Stripes. Oh. And Byron, you knew me at the time.
It was horrendous.
What he did was, so I had blonde hair. Yeah. He cut it short and then put these chocolate brown Tiger Stripes through it, like big.
That was
soft.
The go, though.
Was it, though? Because I look back.
I remember that hairdo.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
I remember those hairdos.
Well, hang on a second, Fev. Like, there's a difference between breaking up and wanting to change your hairstyle and having to change your hairstyle because you're on witness relocation, because invariably you're trying not to get your exes to find you ever again.
Because I actually, Dave, got one of those haircuts.
I went
blonde and had the dye through the tip through the front.
Oh, yeah.
And it went ginger.
Oh, it would have on you, of course.
It went red. And I had footy photos, so I'm always stuck with that.
Was it a breakup do?
No, it was just a I think I'm cool do. Yeah. Didn't really turn out well.
If you made yourself a redhead, you'd be single for a while.
13, 10, 60. What changes did you make after a breakup? Like Katy Perry, did you just cut your hair off, new look? I don't know, maybe you, what are other things you can do after a breakup?
I don't know.
Move house, move city.
Yeah. If you are breaking up and you do need a haircut, head into runway room.
Oh, that was just a promotion for your wife's business.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about haircuts, but if you are breaking up and you need somewhere to go, well, when you head down to the Paran's, no, the chaps in store.
Unbelievable.
Runway's more for solidifying your relationship, if I've got to be honest. They make it look better.
It worked for Katie, but maybe you regretted it. Maybe it was a massive fail, because don't forget, even though you've broken up with him, you still want him to think you're hot. And maybe, like me, you made an absolute mess of it.
Yeah,
I had to avoid my ex for months.
Avoid going out.
We'll take your calls. 13 10 60 changes after a breakup. And also, if you want to see Katie's new look, we've put the video up at our Insta. Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Katy Perry and her hairdresser.
What do you think, Chris?
I love it. Are you kidding? I've been wanting to do this since the day I met you. Do you remember?
I remember. I wasn't ready.
Oh, how good does it look on our Insta?
It does. It looks really good. It's a breakup hairdo, haircut, hair change. And sometimes when you end a relationship, you just want a little makeover. And that's what Katie's had. Are we doing calls now?
Yeah.
Excellent. Madison from Point Cook. Hi, Madison.
Hi.
Madison, did you go through a breakup and then go for a change?
When I was with my ex-boyfriend, he told me if I coloured my hair red, he'd break up with me, so I left him and dyed my hair red.
Yeah! Madison, did he ever see you with it?
Power play.
Yeah, he did see me with it, and he like double looked at me like, I don't know her, but I do.
Oh,
look at that.
He loved it. Well done, Madison. Amy in Boronia. Hi, Amy.
Hi. So after the big breakup, I literally turned my house upside down and moved around all my furniture in one day, and it was so refreshing.
Oh, that's a great
different
thing.
Feng shui.
I like that.
That way you don't damage your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't end up with big chocolate chunky tiger stripes. You've just got, you know, a new lounge room. I like that.
Great.
Well, in fairness, you could hide in the grass really well. Like, you couldn't tell she was in there. She was just like a natural predator.
Steph in Plenty. Hi, Steph.
Hi. When I broke up with my ex, I moved to a tropical island.
Oh!
Sorry,
wow.
What?
Can take you to her.
How did you do
Survivor.
That?
Survivor.
I just needed to get away. We had the same group of friends, so I just moved to a tropical island in Queensland.
What really? Tropical island?
Hamilton Island?
Hayman Island. Hayman.
Oh, oh well, that's not really. I thought you were like Tom Hanks in
Castaway.
Castaway. She's there with a volleyball, but it's Wilson.
Wilson!
Thank you, Stephanie. That was a great call.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Who is the biggest footballer?
Fev has admitted himself he is not at the weight he was when he came out of the celebrity jungle last year, and we are celebrating the new Biggest Loser, the Biggest Loser transformed on Channel 10, giving Fev his toughest challenge yet in the Biggest Favola.
Yes, Fev, your brother Jason is in the studio. So great to have the two Favolas here. We're in day two. Now, yesterday you went and got your body fat percentage scans.
Yeah, that was fun, but it was a bit awkward getting the results back and realising I'm obese, so that was a real
That's
little
no
shock.
Surprise.
Well, yeah, there's Jason's comments.
Hey, mate, don't go
well,
throwing
I've always
stones,
been
mate.
Like this. You used to be. Now you've blown out.
Now, here's the thing. You know that we are looking at transforming your lives over the next couple of weeks. This is a good head start for you, and we want to really get the professionals involved to do this sensibly and in the healthiest fashion possible. So
you're enjoying this, aren't you?
No, I'm enjoying. Look, I'm watching the sibling rivalry, and it makes me laugh. And in celebration of The Biggest Loser Transformed, which starts next Tuesday, 7:30 on Channel 10, we're now joined by Libby Babette, who is joining the show as a trainer extraordinaire. Libby, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, I'm feeling fat.
Libby. Now, Libby, you've got the results in front of you.
Yeah, of course, boys. So this is just the pure that's that body fat percentage. So that's just good to know what it is.
Which is probably half of the scan, is it?
Oh, look, I don't think you quite got to half. You could, you know, but we're getting there. No.
Come on, you're supposed to be positive.
All right, let's go through it. So we've got, Chase, you were at 32.4% body fat, and Brennan, you were at 22.8%. So to give you guys a bit of a rundown, a healthy amount for a male is between 18 to 25%, or I like to call that the acceptable amount. And for an athlete or someone super fit, so Brendan probably back in the day.
I was 7%.
I was very rich.
Lib, I was 7%, just to let you know.
7% as a full forward for Carlton, and now at 22.8%.
Round up.
Thanks for just resetting
that. And also,
that
you'd probably round,
that. Yeah, that's great.
You'd round that up to 23.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. No, that's
you could. Yep. But the good news is that is in an acceptable body fat percentage, but I think you'd probably be more comfortable in the fit range. That's just my guess, Brendan. I'm thinking 14-17, that'd be good for you.
Liv, when I got the results, that was a real shock.
Was that Jace or Brendan speaking?
That was Brendan.
Definitely not.
Okay, good.
Well, Jace sort of speaks with his half nose block because he's a bit large. You can't really get the words out.
Oh, come on.
The competitiveness has kicked off. Libby, thank you.
Do you know what to do next?
Well, Lib, I've sort of went on a bit of a diet yesterday. And I ate really well, but then I went to bed and ate a whole box of pizza shapes. So,
dear.
How do I stop that?
Well, eat some more. What? It's very, very basic, guys. You just got to eat unprocessed food. That's it. Number one rule I want you guys to follow over the next couple of weeks, okay? So
that's
unprocessed
boring.
Food. I know, but you know what? You can put really interesting stuff on it to make it, you know, hummus. Seasoning and hummus, yes.
Cheese, sour cream.
Oh, stop.
McDonald's?
Libby, you're trying.
Ribs? Is there ribs?
Ribs. Ribs.
You're trying your hardest and we are so grateful. And we're so excited to see you on The Biggest Loser Transform next Tuesday night, 7:30 on 10. Thank you so much for coming on board to talk
thanks,
us through.
Thanks, Libby.
No worries. Good luck, boys. No pizza shape.
No.
There we go.
And here's
thank
something
you.
Too. Can we just
well,
say this?
Well, they not fried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. This is a thing. And anyone listening who would like to be involved in this, I know that sounds strange, but guess what? To encourage you both and to put a bit more on this, if anyone listening would like to head online to fox.com.au or to the Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron Facebook page, it's just
so
hard to get all the names out.
Well, we could always take a couple of names off.
Head there because if you can pick who the biggest Favola is, who's going to lose the most body fat percentage in the next 2 weeks, you could win $5,000.
Oh,
so you get on Team Fev or Team Jace to win $5,000.
Jace, we'll check in with you over the next couple of weeks. Plenty of work to do with Jason at 32.4% body fat. at Fev at 22.8. Plenty of work to get into that healthy zone responsibly.
Hey, there's no need to keep repeating that.
The biggest Favola on 101.9, The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, I read something very interesting yesterday. We all, I guess, are familiar with the movie Pretty Woman. From the early 90s, a classic, Richard Gere, Julia
Pretty
Roberts,
woman.
Man falls in love with Streetwalker. Is that the nicest?
Streetwalker, that's right. She was a power walker, guys. Just in high heels and fishnet stockings.
She was a lady of the night, Julia Roberts. Richard Gere fell in love with her, but one of the writers of the movie... the screenwriters has revealed that that wasn't the original ending. Now, I hope this is not a spoiler alert, but I'm going to let you know.
Pretty
if you
sure everyone's
seen
watched.
The end of
I think it's from '89, so you should be.
What
sorry.
Was the other ending?
Well, okay.
Gave us some money and left.
So
then it's a short film.
So the movie, as you know, at the end of the movie, they fall in love and she goes off and lives an incredibly wonderful life in Beverly Hills with this wealthy man. Unfortunately, the original...
spoiler alert. Sorry about that.
No, she did give it away. That's fine.
Nikki's in there with Scoopla getting ready to drop a bomb.
In the original script, she passed away from an overdose.
Oh, that's not good.
And they didn't go with that draft.
No, I know. That's really sad. She wasn't allowed to... Do you know what that reminds me of?
They picked the right one, I think.
They definitely picked the right one, but...
Requiem for a Dream at least could hold on to that one.
Don't you think? Like, if you could have changed film endings... Like, I loved Titanic and I watched it about four times in the cinema, even though it was epically
Jack
long.
Jack shouldn't have died.
I agree. I think that was the wrong call. Yeah. I'm calling it. I don't think he... I think that was wrong.
No, okay. I got my issue with that.
Why?
Well, in the afterlife, she goes and visits Jack. She knew him for 4 days. She was with a bloke for decades. And then she passes away, hoses that guy, and hooks up with a bloke who couldn't even swim. What the hell is that ending?
He was cold.
It's just...
Mate, she knew him for 4 days. Then she was with another bloke for decades.
Oh, sorry, mate. Didn't know we'd get a nerve.
Hate it.
Whoa.
Kate Winslet, you really dropped the ball on that.
Wow, Dave, this is the only thing he's ever cared about on the show ever.
What's happened?
Now, maybe like Dave, you're this passionate, but 13, 10, 60, are there any film endings you wish
La La
were
Land.
Different?
Don't, hey, whoa.
Well, no, just, that's really fresh.
That's a new one.
That's why they didn't win the Oscar.
Okay.
Emmy or whatever it was.
I've not seen that. Dave's not seen that. We won't go into any fresh movies, but essentially, 13, 10, 60, is there a film ending you didn't like, and how would you have liked it to end?
Right.
So we're in La La Land.
Let's just play a song.
Come on.
You can't give away the ending.
No,
it's too new.
It
didn't win anything.
No, but people haven't seen it yet.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fif, an alternative ending to the classic movie Pretty Woman has been revealed.
Yeah, apparently Julia Roberts wasn't supposed to go off into the sunset with Richard Gere and live a great life. She was apparently passed away. The ending was originally that she was no more.
You know, I read the same thing about Good Will Hunting, if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, great movie.
You know, when he goes, no, I'm not taking the career even though I'm a genius. I know how he feels. And then he said, I will go find the girl. And you're like, that's lovely. In the original draft, he just went on and just killed it. He like he left the chick aside and then just went and used his genius.
Because that's what you would do. That's common sense.
What about the ending on Forrest Gump? Oh, so good.
That is so nice. Mm.
I haven't seen it.
Are you serious?
You haven't seen Forrest Gump?
Sorry, I've seen it and I was completely forgetful.
He looks after Little Forrest.
Little Forrest.
He goes after school every day. He misses you, Jenny.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, 13, 10, 60, we're in fantasy land at the moment. Imagining what movies you would like to have changed the ending of. What weren't you happy with? Brenton from Kilsyth. Hi, Brenton.
How's it going?
Really great. Brenton, what movie didn't you like the ending of?
It was a movie. It was a bit of a chick flick. It was called One Day, starred Anne Hathaway.
Oh, no, sad. Oh, I remember that because she lived one. It was Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, different one.
Different movie.
Okay. How did it end?
It ended, it took them 20 or 30 years for this couple to finally get together after both being divorced and having kids. And then in the last 5 minutes, she gets ran over by a truck on a bike.
Oh no. Brenton, bad ending.
Definitely.
Okay, that's not a new release film, is it? We haven't just blown a brand.
We
okay,
haven't.
Just checking.
No, that's unnecessary. That's playing with your emotions. Okay. Movies like that. Colin from Ashwood. Hi, Colin.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Colin. What movie didn't you like the ending of?
Oh, it was the Harry Potter series. It was Hermione Granger getting together with Ron Weasley, and it really should have been Harry and Hermione.
So true. Cole, I am with you on that.
J.K. Rowling actually admitted it down the track, I believe.
I love that. I think we all saw that coming. I honestly thought that. I thought, why is Hermione with Ron?
It didn't feel right.
A Weasley? Who hooks up with a Weasley? What's going on?
But why not Harry? And then Harry had some other girlfriend. Like, who's that blowing?
Didn't he have a stick? He could just go whoosh and get what he wanted.
Well, that wand sounds a little.
I've never watched them. I don't know.
You watch any of them, did you? Yeah.
Thank you for that call. Julie in Geelong. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Julie. What film didn't you like the ending of?
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, they drive off the cliff.
That is a classic.
The cliff.
No, I know.
I wish they hadn't gone over the cliff like that.
I agree, Julie. I remember at the time thinking that's really
It's not ideal, is it?
Like,
and then didn't they do that thing where there were clouds and it was a bit like, oh no, that's the end of Greece.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Thank you, Julie.
To be honest, I didn't like that ending.
Was that when Thelma was singing You're the One That I Want to Louise?